I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Or compromising spiritual values or principles. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about what the greater one inside of you. Peace is the fruit of the Spirit. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. All right? The one that's causing all the confusion. Now, this will be new to some, but some are familiar with this. But in order to truly move in authority, I'm talking about real authority, you first have to have peace. Amen. Or you can come at all you want. It's not real authority. The devil will roar right back at you. Rawr. But to move in true authority, are you hearing? I feel somebody calming down already. You first must have peace. And I'm not talking about the absence of conflict. You can develop a spirit capacity where you have peace in the midst of conflict. Conflict is not determining your response or reaction. This is true spiritual authority. Now, let me say this again. To truly move in authority, I'm talking about authority the devil recognizes, demons recognize, and know they can't touch. You must first have peace. All right? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. There remains, therefore, a rest to the people of God. For he that, listen closely, for he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. What do we labor for? We're not warring and laboring to try to get the devil off our back. You'll be fighting from till Jesus comes. You're not even called to fight that fight. Your fight is the fight of faith. And what does that mean? I labor, my whole labor, everything I'm about is to enter into the rest. I'm not giving the devil the time of day. Amen. I'm not giving him that attention that he longs for. No, our labor is to enter into rest, to enter into the rest of God. There remaineth therefore a rest. So the enemy, what he tries to do is distract you. Oh yeah, when we see him, we bind him, that's all. When there was a dispute over Moses' body, and Michael, the archangel, was carrying the body. And the devil was trying to dispute over. Michael didn't have time to be arguing with him. He said, "The Lord rebuke thee." He went on about his business. He's trying to get your attention. At the same time, God wants your attention. So there yet remains a rest. Now, what did he say there in Hebrews? He said, he that has entered into his rest, get it back up for me, has ceased. Get verse 9. Let us, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Verse 10. For he that is entered into his rest, he that has the peace of God ruling in his heart, in his mind, one that's, whose mind and heart is not in turmoil, is not worried about tomorrow, is not overwhelmed with the times in which we live, is not dreading what the future holds, but is at rest. It says here that he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. See, what's the catch there? When you cease from your work, God goes to work. As long as you're struggling with it, God wants to help you, but you got to get out of the way. There yet remaineth a rest for the people of God. This thing is bigger than you and me. It's providential. It's sovereign. So the enemy would love to keep you wrestling in your own strength, but there remains a rest for the people of God. He that has entered into his rest has ceased from trying to make things happen himself. Lord, I got this. He says, all right. Romans chapter 16, verse 20. And the God of peace, there we have it again, shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. The God of peace, now look, it's under your feet. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The God of peace shall bruise Satan where? Under your feet shortly. The God of peace, didn't say the God of war. Are you catching that? Even though God is a God of war, he's mighty in battle, but he says here, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Rest, somebody say rest. It's time, especially entering into this new year, this new season, crossing this threshold into this year of double portion. Amen. Say amen, somebody. Amen. This year of double portion, where God's going to move in double portions. It's going to be off the charts what God does. Amen. It's going to be increase of what God does. But this is why the enemy comes out so fiercely, because we're crossing the threshold. Rest precedes rule. If you're truly going to rule, rule is preceded by rest. You can be patient, you know, anxious, and you know, you're trying to rule and govern. No, you're in anxiety. You're still trying to do it in your own strength. Rest precedes rule, and peace precedes power. Peace always precedes power. I'm talking about real power. I'm not talking about being caught up in our emotion. Yeah, we use our emotion. We praise God. You'll work up a sweat. Kick your shoes off. Get excited. Yeah, that's what it's for. When it comes to warfare, our emotions aren't going to cut it. We can get loud and mean what we say, and that's okay. But at the end of the day, peace precedes power. You can be loud and be at peace. Hello? Rest precedes rule. Maintaining peace during warfare always establishes the kingdom. Maintaining peace during warfare always establishes the kingdom here in the earth realm. When you maintain peace during warfare, peace is easily maintained when nothing's going on. But during warfare, when you can maintain peace, it establishes the kingdom. Now let me say this again. Our victory, and don't stop praising God. Praise God with all your heart, all your strength. Dance like David danced with all his strength. But our victory doesn't come from our emotions, and it doesn't come from your intellect, because you know the word. The victory doesn't come from that. You can know the word, the devil knows the word too. It doesn't come from our emotions or our intellect. Remember we read the verse earlier, 1 John 4:4, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Is that right? The peace of God in you is greater than the confusion and all that the enemy can throw at you that's in the world. Now, a question. And I want you to, when you go home, to study this and do some meditating on it. Is the kingdom of God established by force? Is the kingdom of God here on earth established by force? Or is it established by those who are walking in the Spirit? That's a good question, isn't it? You see, if victory doesn't come from our emotions or our intellect, how is the kingdom established? Now, we read in Matthew how the Word of God says, from the time of Jesus made this statement, from the time of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Everybody's familiar with that verse, right? Well, put in the proper context, he was saying from the time that John the Baptist came on the scene to the time that he came on the scene, the kingdom of heaven had suffered violence. Because there was a shift from old covenant to new. From the old to the new. Old Testament to the new. There was a shift. I mean, you talk about an upheaval. Imagine what it was like. Coming on the scene right there, being dropped right into the midst of that religious generation where there was violence. But there was violence from John the Baptist to Jesus. The kingdom suffered violence, and every man pressed into it. But now the kingdom is not suffering violence. The kingdom of hell, or the domain of hell, is suffering violence now.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.